Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for this Easter celebration today is taken from the book of John in the 20th chapter, where again we hear, starting at verse 16, Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her. This is God's word. Of the four prominent religions of the world resting on personalities, Christianity is the only one that even talks about an empty tomb in relation to its founder. Abraham and Muhammad lie in well-maintained graves. And Buddhist scripture says that when Buddha died, it was, and I quote, with that utter passing away in which nothing whatever remains behind, unquote. But when it comes to Jesus, we have something else. We have a broken seal, a stone rolled away from the door, an empty tomb. With Jesus, there is no monument to visit. He lives. He's ruling over all things, just as he said. And because he is risen, we can boldly claim that Jesus is the Son of God. His teachings are true. God the Father has accepted the sacrifice of his Son for the reconciliation of the world. And all believers in Jesus will rise to everlasting life. Easter is about an empty grave for Jesus and for you. And the power of his resurrection cannot possibly be confined to one day on the calendar. It is a river of life that carries us along every single day. The empty Easter tomb signals that God's mission of rescuing human beings for eternal life is complete. Jesus has done it all. Mission accomplished. Why did God come up with this plan? Why did Jesus go through with it, knowing what it would cost him? He treasures you. He loves and treasures you. That's why. Even when it seems like I don't love or treasure him. Was there a day this past week that you planned without first taking your schedule to the Lord in prayer? Have you been trying to salvage a human relationship that's crumbling by purely human means? Have you agonized in loneliness and wondered, why isn't God speaking to me? And yet, your Bible remains closed, your baptism forgotten, Holy Communion ignored as a source of God's power. Truly, when I examine my life, I must confess that I often live as if Jesus didn't truly exist as a personal reality in my life. We can easily live the as-if life, as if Jesus were still in his tomb and not alive in our hearts and our homes. I think the Apostle Paul speaks for all of us when he writes, My own behavior baffles me, for I find myself doing what I really loathe. I often find that I have the will to do good, but not the power. The evil I don't really want to do, I find I am always doing. Who can set me free from the prison of this mortal body? I thank God there is a way out through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so you and I can say today, Lord, be merciful to us sinners, and thank you, Jesus, that there is a way out of the tomb of selfishness. It is Jesus who leads the way out of the tomb. It is Jesus who is the way out of the grave. Jesus was crucified and buried to cancel the debt of your sins. He stood outside of the tomb that first Easter so that you can be confident that you will also stand outside of your tomb on the day He returns. Your grave will not be able to hold you down. The reality of Jesus' resurrection changes everything. It is the defining event in the history of this world. Will you let it be the defining event in your life? Will you let the reality of a living, personal God change things in you from the inside out? In the gospel reading for this Easter celebration, we see Mary Magdalene come face to face with her resurrected teacher, and I don't think it's possible to put into words the emotional impact this encounter would have had on Mary. And yet, Jesus says to her, "Don't hang on to me. Don't hang on to this moment, Mary. You need to go. You need to go and tell others about me." If the resurrection of Jesus is real to me, then I am going to go and talk about it. We are going to be sent the way that Mary was sent that first Easter. We are going to tell others about a Savior who died, yet who came back to life, and who is still alive. We're going to speak about Jesus wherever the need exists, and that means especially in the hospital, at the rehab center, at the nursing home, at the funeral home, at the graveside. We will not let the name of Jesus go unspoken. How could we, when we know that He has defeated death and stands outside of His own tomb? There was a young administrative assistant in an office building who exemplified what I'm talking about. Jesus was such a personal reality in her life that she did talk about Him with other people. In fact, she made such an impression on a young man who visited the office one day that he wrote a letter to her employer. He told her boss how he had come into that man's office one day, lonely, scared to death about working again. He really needed it. He needed to talk to someone. So when the woman at the desk greeted him, he asked if there were any jobs available, and if there weren't, that was okay. And he said, "If only a person had something to count on, or something worth dying for, then maybe things wouldn't be so bad." And in his letter, he related how the woman smiled and just simply said, "Jesus is coming through. and he's worth dying for. He wrote that he just stared at the woman because she talked as if Christ was alive and a good friend of hers. In fact, he recalled that he was so struck by her comments that he sort of expected Jesus to come walking through the door at any moment. It was that real. He was only in that office 10 minutes, tops. But that brief encounter made such an impression on him that it started to change him somehow. He was no longer scared like he was before. He wrote, "It was like she had said, 'I want you to become acquainted with my friend Jesus. You ought to get to know each other since he's going to be going your way.'" And the last sentence that he wrote was this: "I'm 19 and I never knew before that there was a God like that who would go along with a guy like me." I never knew before that there was a God like that. That's the God that all of us can know in Jesus Christ. A God who is real, who is alive, a God who moves us to show and tell others about Him so that His power can change their lives as well. Life-changing power is available to you today because Jesus lives. Unlike other religions whose founders lie in their tombs, the grave of Jesus is empty. He is risen, just as He predicted. Because of this, you can be certain that nothing stands in the way of a connection with Him. He wants you to let Him live at the very center of your life. He wants you to let Him remove any crippling fear that is inside you today. And He can do this because He stands outside of an empty tomb. Trust Him to pull you out of yours. Would you please pray with me? Almighty God, Your Apostle Paul once wrote that Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. This is our confidence. Everything rises and falls on the reality of Jesus' crucifixion for our sins and His resurrection for new and eternal life. This life belongs to us today by faith. We thank You for this gift of the Holy Spirit. Please, Lord, teach us everything that it means and every confidence that we can have, knowing that because Jesus lives, we do too, and we will be with Him, with You, Father, with the Holy Spirit, forever. We praise You for this gift of grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.